Scoot over.
On the 20th of June of this year at 3 p.m., Mr. Schoonover and I opened and entertained three bids to purchase some new paramedic vehicles.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. The last paramedic response trucks that we purchased were in 2010, calendar year, and we've deferred a couple years to purchase heart monitors that were ending their life cycle. So we currently have four trucks now that are response trucks that are close to 160,000 miles, plus the idle time. They idle about 25% to maintain the medications. So our apparatus committee has been busy looking at, we looked at first maintaining the same vehicle, which is a dual wheel squad body truck, a big truck, and then with a custom squad body. Then we looked at a smaller single rear wheel squad body truck, and then we looked at the Suburban. And we were funded, we asked for $450,000 during the budget, and we were allocated $240,000 due to the constraints. So it made us took another look at what we're doing. And we did went through some simulations. We made some models up and simulated placing the equipment. And so we're recommending the Suburban style vehicle as our mission primary, as our primary mission response vehicle based on, with your support of the, one thing that has happened over the past several years, with your support of the fire companies, they have people on staff most of the time. So we were carrying some equipment because they weren't there. Now they're there with us. So we've been able to eliminate equipment off of their truck that is duplicated on their ambulances. So we've been able to size down our trucks. And we've also, with your help, been able to condition our garages. We have to maintain these medications hot and cold, a certain temperature. So we've been able to maintain the garages at a consistent temperature so we don't need the aftermarket systems that we have on these squad body trucks. And the Suburbans will maintain the temperature while they're running. And the cost of the Suburban to be outfitted is about 50% less than the squad body truck. It's estimated to be 50% less. So we can basically purchase two for one. And then when we get done with the truck, Hal has a use for it in the, throughout the county in the fleet. Squad body trucks he really doesn't have a use for. So the first two that we're requesting today are our trial vehicles. Our EMS supervisors use Suburbans now. So if these trucks do not work as primary response vehicles, we have a use for them with the supervisor. So we feel it's prudent to try them. And we're here today to ask for to purchase two. Mm-hmm. And Hal has a motion.
I do. We opened three bids, one from Hertrick Fleet Services, one from Townsend Brothers, and one from I.G. Burton. And our motion is as follows. Be it moved that Sussex County Council awards the bid for the purchase of two 2014 model year Chevrolet Suburban 1500 series vehicles to the lowest responsible bidder, Hertrick Fleet Services Incorporated of Milford, Delaware, for use as paramedic response vehicles at a cost of $37,595.50 each, with a total award of $75,194.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I would like to congratulate you and your committee on a lot of effort you put in this. I know you spent hours and hours and hours looking at all these things. It's a way, I think, to save the county some money but provide the same service. And I think please pass that along to your committee that we certainly commend them for all the effort they put forward to save us money.
Thank you.
And provide the same service to the citizens. All right. Yes, motion carried.
Didn't we start out with the Suburbans years ago? And then we shifted to...
Probably. And they were carrying more stuff and carrying more stuff.
And shifted to those other trucks. Right. Now we're going back possibly to Suburbans.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And basically it's a lot of it from your support of the fire companies because now they have a crew on duty all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not carrying the same equipment.
They
so
all have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have gotcha. It, so okay. We don't need right. two sets of it.
Yep. But thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank
pass
you.
That, pass that along to
well,
sir.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Thank you, Hal.
You're very welcome. I agree.
Next, you have one word, I'm sorry.
They work very hard on finding a way to continue to deliver the same service for less money. They work very hard on that. I just have one issue left for your consideration today, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a wastewater agreement, Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Seagrass Plantation Revision 2, Phase 5, Agreement Number 502-6. That was a mouthful. The developer in this case is Mr. James Dzinski of Reston, Virginia, The location is County Road 348 Irons Lane, and this will become part of the Holtz Landing Sanitary Sewer District, serving just 31 single-family lots. The total connection charges will be $197,284. Of course, we have approval from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting just 45 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $22,029, with a proposed construction cost of $146,860. I do have a motion, sir.
Please read your motion.
Yes, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 502-6, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Corona Seagrass Plantation, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Seagrass Plantation Revision Number 2, Phase 5, located in Holtz Landing Sanitary Sewer District.
Do it.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
How about you? Motion carried. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You very much.
Mike Izzo.
Good afternoon. Just one item on my agenda. It's in reference to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. Last year, we received a $2 million grant from USDA, and we purchased particular pieces of equipment which would allow us to convert the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility from a liquid sludge plant up to a solids handling sludge plant. It allows us to handle the material on a year-round basis. It removes a lot of liability. So we have the equipment in hand. This project that we're opening bids for would actually build all the facilities to implement the equipment. We opened up bids on June 19th, and the low bidder was JJID Construction. Unfortunately, our cost estimate was $2.4 million, and the low bid came in at $3.1 million. And unfortunately, really, we just received two bids for this project. And in my opinion, we just didn't have a good bidder pool to get responsive bids. And in talking to the contractors, there was a number of bids that were being opened in June across the Delmarva Peninsula, including one of our own. We opened up bids on a pump station 24 in South Bethany rehabilitation. And Coon Construction was the low bidder, and once they won that bid, they indicated to us, even though they had bought plans for the second bid, that they were no longer going to bid it. So we talked to JJID and Bearing Construction, who are our two bidders. We suggested, were there any value engineering things that we could do to reduce the cost? And they suggested a few things, but not enough to bridge that gap, to bring us down into our cost estimate range. So what we want to do is just rebid the project, offer some flexible start dates. We were, set up to start construction right away. What we'll do is we'll allow the contractors the opportunity to either start this fall or even if they want to wait till next spring and start the project. And then we'll also reach out to other contractors that have bid our contracts in the past to kind of recruit some of our bidders, bring them back into the bidding pool. And I think if we get more bidders across the board, we're going to receive responsive bids. So I have a motion that I can read.
And you're comfortable, Mike, with your initial numbers were right on. You thought.
Okay. Yeah, we think we are in the right spot. We just had two bidders that weren't energized to bid cost effectively. Okay. So I have a motion I can read.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that all bids for contract 1217 Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Phase 2B Solids Handling be rejected and that the contract be rebid with efforts taken to increase the bidding pool.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Brad Whaley.
Here's Brad.
HPG grant request.
Good afternoon, Council. I'm here today to ask Council's permission to apply for the Housing Preservation Grant from the Department of Housing, USDA. We're applying for $50,000 in conjunction with Kent County. We're the two counties that are eligible to apply for it. And we've used this money over the years to help very low-income residents. You have to be 50% or below a very medium income. Basically, I'm here to I have a resolution to...
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and read it. Where Sussex County Council, in cooperation with Kent County Levy Court, resolves to apply for the Housing Preservation Grant from Rural Housing Services, authorized by Section 533 of the Housing Act of 1949, is amended by Section 522, Title 5 of the Housing Urban Recovery Act of 1983. Whereas Sussex County has met the pre-application requirements of the Housing Preservation Grant, and whereas Sussex County is eligible to submit an application for such grant through the Rural Housing Services as in the Policies and Procedures and Instructional Manual, Part 1944, Subpart M. Therefore, be it resolved that Sussex County Council endorses the pre-application to the Rural Development for Housing Preservation Grant in the amount of $50,000 to be administered in the following manner. Housing Rehabilitation, $20,000 for Sussex County, $20,000 for Kent County. Administration costs, $5,000 for Sussex County, $5,000 for Kent County. And be it further resolved that Sussex County, be further resolved by Sussex County Council that Todd Lawson, County Administrator, is authorized to submit the mentioned project to the Rural Housing Services for funding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sam, you're in charge.
I'll introduce you.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
Is this deviate from what you've done in the past in any significant way?
No. It's the same. We've applied for this for over 20 years. The thing that's different about this is it's a one time we actually do we put an ad in the paper and say it's going to be available on this day. People come in and they sign up on that day, and then we help that group that signs up.
How did that work out?
How
did that work out? You said that's new this time?
No. That's just how it separates from the normal CDBG program. It works very good. We do a lot of ramps and that sort of thing with this kind of thing. We have people who, you know, call in and they maybe need handicap accessibility in the showers and that sort of thing. And we tell them that, you know, it's going to be available. Keep your eye out. There's going to be an ad in the paper. And it's usually late September, October when we do that.
You need it introduced.
No more questions.
Any questions to council? Okay.
Do you need a...
Or a motion to...
A motion.
Motion?
Mm-hmm. I have a resolution.
The resolution. Okay. I'll make that motion.
Motion to approve the resolution. Is that what
right.
you're...
Yes.
Saying?
Yes. Yeah. We have a motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve the resolution as presented. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
I have one more thing. If you remember back in February, several people from my department, we were here with a public hearing about the Community Development Block Grant Program and what we were requesting. We did just receive notice from Delaware State Housing Authority, and I've got Bruce Wright from First State Community Action. He actually served on DSHA's review panel. And what they've determined is Sussex County is going to receive $1,531,460 in Community Development Block Grant funding mm-hmm. this year. That's about a 32% income or 32% increase from last year.
Good news.
The towns of Georgetown and Frankfort are going to receive $64,000 each for housing rehabilitation. Georgetown is also going to receive $103,460 for a street improvement project. The towns of Laurel and Seaford are both receiving $70,000 for housing rehabilitation. And in the non-incorporated areas, the rural communities of Cool Springs, Coverdale, Mount Joy, and rural Selbyville are each receiving $64,000 for housing rehabilitation. Now, the scattered site, just the people who live out in the country, that's our really big list, we received a total of $548,000 in CDBG and home rehab funding for that. We also received $48,000 for emergency housing repair, which is a kind of newer program for us. We received $50,000 for hookups, where the county engineers are putting in new systems or towns are running new water and sewer lines. And we received $46,000 for demolition. And the last thing is we're doing a planning study for the impacted communities, and we received $50,000 to complete that planning study.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
very much.
You got
people waiting for it, too. You got them lined up?
Huh?
You have them lined up?
We're working on it. Yeah.
I'm sure.
We're in the process.
Oh, one quick question. On the infrastructure for Georgetown, it has 93 in parentheses beside it. Does that mean there's 93 specific items?
Households that are being assisted. That's how many households are being assisted by that project.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the infrastructure was something to do with the maintenance of the roads.
Well, it's what it is. It's Margaret Street, and it kind of runs all the way from the apartment complex at the end. And what they're going to do is improve the street, widen the street on the end, and put sidewalks in for the kids to walk to school. It's kind of dangerous. It's an older street, and it's narrow on the end, and a lot of mud puddles, and the kids have to walk in the street. So,
okay. So 93 homes will be along that
route. 93 homes are counting that people on that street and then the community behind it that should be able to benefit from it.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Questions? Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
As always, doing a good job. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. First grant, Nanticoke River Arts Council for camp expenses. With your approval, I would like to defer that. Okay, great. Thank you. Next one is Delmarva Clergy United in Social Action. They are requesting $5,000 to assist with student admission fees, student desk, and upgraded computers and software. Their program provides a means for residents in low-income communities to move from dependence towards independence. The program recipients are low-income individuals who reside in Sussex County, especially in Ellendale. The last grant received was from Ms. Deaver for $1,000.
Anyone?
Mr. Wilson had put it on the agenda.
Mr. Wilson put it on, I'm sorry.
Okay.
He has that area now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm looking for it on my computer. Let's see.
What'd he say?
He's looking for it on his computer.
I got it.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Okay. I got her.
All right. Well, we're waiting.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say here that Sussex County Council.
Is this Ellendale?
Yes.
This is Ellendale.
Yes.
Ellendale.
Yes.
Oh, that's Jones.
It's west. Now it's west of town. It's your area.
$2,000.
I'll second that motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,000 to the Delmarva Clergy United in Social Action Foundation out of Mr. Wilson's account. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the next one is Town of Blades requesting support for their annual National Night Out. Last grant was Mr. Vincent for $500.
So I make that motion again. I'd appreciate it.
So moved.
It. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips to grant $500 to Town of Blades Police Department for National Community Night Out. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one's Greenwood Police Department. They're requesting support for their National Night Out. The last grant received was from Mr. Wilson for $500.
$1,000.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Cole to grant $1,000. Greenwood Police Department, National Night Out. Mr. Wilson's account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one, Laurel American Legion Post number 19 is requesting support for their Welcome Home Vietnam Veteran Celebration. The last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 from each council member for their Veterans Day Parade.
Well, this
is something they're doing for Vietnam vets countywide. Oh, and yeah. Their families are invited. I think it's coming this coming Saturday, matter of fact, the 20th. It's a kind of a what they're doing, the celebration for those people who served in Vietnam. Then when they came back home, we all realized back in the 60s there wasn't much celebration of returning veterans then.
Make a motion we give $200 each.
I'll second that.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson to grant $1,000, $200 from each account to the Laurel American Legion for the Welcome Home Veterans Celebration for Vietnam. Any questions? Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The Nanticoke Senior Center needs help to renovate and repair their multi-purpose room. The cost of the repairs is estimated to be over $12,000. The last grant received was from Mr. Vincent for $7,000 back in 2008.
Somebody make a motion to grant $5,000.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
I can give $1,000.
I'll amend that.
Yeah.
Do $5,000 from my account, $1,000 Mr. Phillips' account. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
March of Dimes, Delaware, for the Farm of the Chef South event. The focus of the event is to pair Sussex farmers with Sussex chefs to help them develop sustainable relationships. They are requesting $2,500. The last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member.
So move.
Second. Do it again.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500, $100 from each council member grant. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Delmarva Teen Challenge is requesting support for their annual Crab Fest and Watermelon Extravaganza. All proceeds will benefit Delmarva Teen Challenge. They're requesting a table sponsor for $500. The last grant was $7,000 for some program expenses, which was divided up from Mike Vincent, Sam Wilson, and Vance Phillips.
This is for their
crab fest. Sure. Yep.
Okay.
Actually, this works for the whole county, really.
No, we got to do. We got to go. Traditionally, it's only you three have been doing it. Traditionally, nobody goes over from my area. You want to do, boys? Want me to make a number? Want me to throw a number out on the table for you?
I'm willing to throw in. It's a good organization. This saves a lot of people out of prisons. Your prison costs over $30,000, so it's just cheap for this county. I'm going to give $5,000.
Mr. Wilson, motion is $5,000 his account.
I'll second that.
Wait a minute. Let's hold up here.
Can have more?
How much would you like to have?
Good Lord.
Mr. Phillips?
Go ahead.
I will give $500.
And I'll give $500.
Second.
So the motion is $5,000 from Mr. Wilson's account, $500 from Mr. Phillips, $500 from myself, to a total of $6,000. Any questions on the motion?
Mr. Phillips. Just a little clarification for the record. This money ultimately will go into their bank account for the services that they provide these folks who are struggling with life-controlling issues. The Crab Feast itself will support itself based on the ticket sales, but they use this event as a means of raising money for their operations, just so that folks understand how this money will be spent.
And they do, I think we'd all agree, they do a very good job of these, helping getting these people back from addiction problem, that kind of thing, to put them back in society. So.
And their return rate is about 80%. Only about 20% goes back. The state, what they spend, is 20-80, and theirs is 80-20.
Right.
So it's a good investment for taxpayers and myself.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Stephen?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
And Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Seaford Historical Society would like to purchase signage to help make the Ross Plantation more easily located and recognized now that it is on the Delaware History Trail. The cost of the signage is $5,500.
Wow.
The last grant received was $3,000 from Mr. Vincent for project costs.
Make a motion to grant $2,000 from my account.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to grant $2,000 Seaford Historical Society from my account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
To Wilson?
Yes.
How about yes? Motion carried.
Okay. Autism Delaware is requesting support for their Blue Jean Ball. The last grant received was $1,000 from Ms. Deaver.
I can donate $750.
I'll give $250.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $750 Mrs. Deaver's account, mm-hmm. $250 Mr. Phillips'
yes.
account for a total of $1,000. Autism Delaware for
yes.
the Blue Jean Ball. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the last one is the Lewis Public Library. They're requesting support for their annual Lewis Creative Writers Conference. The last grant received for this event was $500 from Ms. Deaver.
I would repeat that. I would do that again.
Second.
Thank motion, you. Mrs. Deaver. Second, mm-hmm. Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to the Lewis Public Library for their annual Lewis Creative Writers Conference. Mrs. Deaver's account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Also, motion carried.
Could I?
Mr. Phillips, yes, sir.
This is our first meeting under the new budget, and I didn't know if there was any action necessary to take care of some of the money that was kind of advanced out of Mrs. Deaver's account in the past.
You're going to pay it.
That is correct. Her, everybody starts with $30,000, and what she had spent in the previous has just been deducted out of this one. So she starts with $26,000.
Yeah, I'm honest.
No actions necessary.
No.
Very good. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Very good question, though. Proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Oh.
National business, Mr. Guy, there is none. We're now entertaining a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. We're now going to executive session for pending potential litigation.
Be here. Oh, Lord,